Okay, so transitioning from the body scan into our sitting practice. Taking a bit of time to settle into whatever postures you've chosen. Can we cultivate interest in the simplicity of the posture? Whether it be the feet at the floor, the bottom at the chair, the cushion, the bench, the hands in the lap. Can we take the possible wonder we might have experienced with the body scan into the sitting? The magic of simply sitting and knowing we're sitting. Remembering intentions for being here today, and cultivating throughout the practice intentions to open with a friendly awareness, to embrace things as they are. And to see what happens next when we do that. And so taking a bit of time now to feel breathing. Letting ourselves feel some nice full breaths, if that's helpful. And then letting the breathing settle and be just as it is. And noticing where it's easy to feel it. Whether it be at the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the belly, the sense of the whole body. And appreciating the magic of breathing, that simply by yoking our attention to the breathing, we're engaging in present moment awareness and knowing it. We're here. So the magic of the simple, this moment, just as it is. Little poem, Jennifer Nostrand, called Magic. We were talking about magic as we drove along a crowded Sunday highway, when the whirl of wings made me turn and a flock of geese flew over our car so low I could see their feet tucked under them. For a moment, the rustle of their presence over our heads obscured everything. And as they disappeared, you said, "I see what you mean." Simple, magical, unexpected, surprising moment. opening to that as we sit here, feeling body sitting, knowing we're sitting, that there is a body, and feeling the breath wherever it's easy for us in our chosen spot. Doesn't matter how much the attention wanders or where it wanders to. We simply notice the wanderings and bring ourselves back to this moment, this breath. As Sharon Salzberg says, the magic moment in the practice is the awareness that our attention has drifted and we've become distracted, and we begin again. This is the magic moment. Cultivating attention in the present moment through breathing. Letting go again and again and again the wanderings of the mind. As Joseph Goldstein says, there isn't a single thought worth having when you're meditating. Allowing ourselves to just be simple. And knowing it. We might label experiences that show, that take us away from the breathing. Note them. Open to them briefly. And then come back, just here, the miracle of this moment. If a powerful hindrance sweeps us away from the breathing, then open to it, name it, feel it through the body, let it be the object of your awareness for its brief life. Some craving, some aversion, some sleepiness, restlessness, worry, anxiety, some doubts about yourself, practice. Open to any hindrance that may show, if it's really sweeping you away. Feel into it as you name it. I see you, Mara. I see you, Mara. And bring kindness. It's a moment of stress, of suffering, difficulty. And see what happens next when you do that. And if it feels helpful and you've had a narrow focus to the breath, you might care to widen it, taking in breath and body as a whole. Whatever feels easeful, whatever helps you open and be more present. And if there's been some hindrance or difficulty that's been repetitive, persistent, that you might need to open to a little more deeply, we'll do a rain practice. If you like. If not, then you just continue to practice with breath and body together, or however you're practicing with breathing. And so remembering with the rain practice, we like to put the G in front of rain for grounding. So we ground ourselves right back to the beginning, feeling touch points, feeling the breath, maybe opening other senses like the eyes, the ears, grounding. And then the R is to recognize. Yeah, I see you, Mara. So to name whatever the experience is in a word or two. I see you, Mara. Recognize anxiety, sadness, worry. Whatever it may be, irritation, discomfort. And then to really allow it in. Okay, I'll let you be here. This is, you know, Mara, come in for tea. Allow you to be here. Come in. Show me. Accepting, allowing that it's here, and investigating. Yeah, we investigate. Tell me all about it, Mara. But not through the mind, through the body. Feeling into how it shows. Breathe in and out of it, if you will. And always throughout, remembering the end of rain, that it's not always so. Whatever it is nature rolling on. It's not the whole story. And keep that end of rain alive that is nurture. So soothing touch, whatever you need as you investigate. Encouraging ourselves, Joseph Campbell said, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." Can we trust this practice? The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. Practicing in the silence. keep grounding as you practice. Stay curious. Not knowing is most intimate. Let go of landing on a theory. Oh, it's this, it's that. Now I know. Can we abide in the mystery of this unfolding moment? And so as we let go of having to know, we can recognize we may need to return to this, do rain grain practice many times for this issue. Or maybe we've noticed that it's all simply unfolded and we've been with it with kindness. So taking a few moments to wrap up the practice and return to breath and body. As a whole. Appreciating the miraculous unfolding of our practice, however it is. Pleasant, not so pleasant, boring. Donna Folds wrote, "It took years for me to realize that the very twists and turns and shadows I labeled problems were really sacred ground, grace disguised as obstacles, the whole path a pilgrimage. mysteries bearing themselves before me all along the way. And staying in the silence and the stillness to the very end of the bells before you move.